B&B Creative Production. This is Left on Dead.
Jeez. Leave me alone, you lost. Yeah. Yeah, I have all my equipment set up. They're letting me record the verdict. So, I plan to stream and then use it as the final episode.
I can't tell you enough how great this has been. Ratings are through the roof, money is rolling in, and maybe most importantly, you are keeping an innocent man out of prison.
I don't know about innocent, but he's not a killer. I wish Cindy would just accept that and leave me alone.
Don't completely shut her out. As long as Apollo is out there, there can be more to this story.
Good point, I guess. I may take her call after court today. I need to head that way soon.
Let me know if you break any more news today.
I always do. Look, Cindy, I get that you're upset. The frame job of Nick Boyd did not work out, but rest assured, you still have ruined his life.
Look, Alex, did we frame Nick with the fake bomb? Absolutely. But we did not kill Ted. And I'd bet my life that Nick did. He is pulling the wool over your eyes like he has everyone else. And when everyone finds out, you will look like a fool.
I don't blame you for wanting him to be guilty, but it's video that is unedited. He left the bank.
But how do you know he didn't come back in?
Because I watched the tape. If you don't believe it, I'll let you watch it yourself after the verdict today.
It can't wait. I'm outside of your apartment now.
By all means, come on inside.
I brought Troy with me. He's the computer expert.
Oh, you can bring Bill Gates in here. There's no dirt left to find. The hard drive's on the table.
Give me just a minute. I know you're in a hurry.
We are in a hurry. If we find what I think we will find, we will have to get it to the DA before the jury comes back.
Sure. Sure, I've got about 20 minutes before I need to head out. I'm just gonna fire up the old retro NES. You guys like Tecmo Bowl?
I'm doing my best, Cindy. There, I'm in.
What do you see?
It looks like years of footage on here. It's sort of by date, with the field named after the dates.
I found that out the hard way. Double dribble, anyone?
April 1st.
I know, Cindy. Go play a round of Excitebike, and I'll let you know if I need you.
I swear, you're one Sonic the Hedgehog reference away from a slap in the face, Troy.
Actually, Sonic was not on Nintendo. He first appeared on a console when the Sega Genesis came out.
He's right.
Stop it.
All right, April 1st. It looks like there are a few files here. Alex, do you know what they all mean?
Yeah, you're going to want to find the one labeled C1 after the date. That's the front door where you can see Nick leave just before Ted comes back in.
We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
There he goes, and then here comes Ted.
Told you.
Keep it rolling.
Let me know if you see...
Stop.
What is it?
Go back. There. Do you see that?
Guy walking past the door?
Yes. Is that Nick?
Maybe, but he went on past the door. That doesn't help us.
Nick said that he left the bank and went straight to the pool locker room to get the bag we left for him.
Right.
And if he did, he would have walked the other direction. He originally left that way, but came back by the door walking away from the direction of the pool. Why would he be going in that direction after leaving the bank?
Doesn't matter, as long as he was away from the bank.
How far can we see him walk?
We can see all the way to the corner, then it looks like he turns right on the sidewalk toward the alley.
This is good. We can take this to the DA and get them to stop deliberations until they can look into where he went.
Yeah, good luck with that. Timeline's pretty solid. He gets to the pool in around 20 minutes. He's on camera there.
But it's just a 10-minute walk. Troy, is there any way to see what happened on that side of the building?
We can try these other files, but I don't think we'll find anything. C2 shows the back of the building by the fire escape.
Play it faster. We are running out of time.
Yeah, $20 says I can beat Contra before you find Nick on any of the other cameras.
You're all the way to 8:30. That's too late. Try another camera.
C3 is on the side of the building behind the front door camera, and there's no entrance there. That camera's for the ATM. C4 is in the alley, so we may be able to see him if he stays close enough to the build.
Son of a Donkey Kong.
Also named Donkey Kong, actually.
There he is.
Where? I don't see him.
Can you zoom in at all?
I can't zoom the video, but I can make the window bigger.
Do it. See? There he is, in the shirt and tie he was wearing from the other camera angle. And he's going in the side door.
What? No, that can't be right. Let me see.
That's him. And look, he's looking around to make sure nobody is watching. The timestamp is 12:11. Still plenty of time to kill Ted and get to the pool on time.
Well, just because he went back in the building, if that's even him, that doesn't mean he killed anybody. I bet he popped back in to change clothes. Wasn't he wearing cargo shorts and a t-shirt when he was arrested?
God, those hideous cargo shorts. There's 3 minutes, Alex. Almost done with content?
There he is. 12:28.
And he's wearing different clothes. He went in to change, that's all.
He did change, and his other clothes are in his hands. What's he doing?
He's walking over to
the dumpster.
And it looks like something is on his white shirt that he's carrying. What is that?
Looks like blood.
He threw away his other clothes. Why would he do that unless there was a reason for him to get rid of them?
No. I was sure.
He's guilty. He killed Ted and this proves it.
I don't know if that proves it, but it destroys everything I thought the other video proved.
If the time of death was between 12 and 12:30, and we know Nick didn't leave until 12:28, he had every opportunity to kill Ted.
And he did.
I don't know what to do. This changes everything.
Get to the courthouse. Tell them there's more video.
Right. Troy, can you send that video to a share drive and send me the link?
Of course. Go.
Mac, I know you never answer your phone, but I have more news to break. Nick went back in the building. He was in the building when Ted was killed. I'm trying to get to the courthouse. If you get this and you're close, please go stop the proceedings. Stop the trial. Don't let them read the verdict.
Whoa, Mr. Bennett. You can't run in there screaming. Court is in session.
I have to get in there.
Sorry, man. I can't let you in.
God, I'll stream the video on my phone.
The evidence presented by both the prosecution and the defense. We have weighed witness testimonies, scrutinized forensic findings, and deliberated earnestly to arrive at our decision. While the prosecution painted a compelling narrative of guilt, weaving together circumstantial evidence and compelling arguments, we, the jury, could not overlook the reasonable doubt that was presented in the recently discovered security footage. Crucially, there were gaps in the prosecution's case that left unanswered questions. Key pieces of evidence were inconclusive, alibis were not adequately challenged, and alternative theories were left unexplored. As we stand at this pivotal moment, charged with the solemn duty of determining the fate of Nick Boyd, I speak on behalf of the jury to deliver our verdict. Not guilty of the crime of murder.
I set a killer free.
You did a good job, Nick.
So lucky that you worked so hard on this
case. I know you didn't do it.
You did it. You won the case.
Alex, how can I ever repay you? Wait, why do you look like you've seen a ghost?
It was you. You went back in the door in the alleyway. You killed your best friend.
No way, Alex. A jury of my peers just decided otherwise.
Why did you kill Ted?
Come on, Mr. Bennett. You're an investigative journalist. You heard all the crap those witnesses stirred up in there. If there was someone at the bank that could prove what they said, I'd go away for the rest of my life.
So you took his life? I trusted you. You lied. You're a monster. You won't get away with this.
A monster? I prefer the term nefarious. As far as getting away with it, thanks to you, I already did.
Don't ask me questions about
Wait, do you hear that? Look, turn that up. Is that Nick?
Yeah, let me see if I can enhance the audio.
Trying to get money for this freaking Apollo guy? You've been doing this a lot longer than Apollo's been.
Been doing what?
Stealing money for this bank. I have found years worth of stuff that you've been stealing, and then you get me into it?
No, it's not what it looks like. Don't make me do this.
Do what? We are freaking done.
Ted, you cannot go to the police.
I am going to the police, and you are going to face the punishment for this.
Ted, please, no.
Put the knife down. This is ridiculous.
Ted, I can't go to prison.
Nick, you need to sit down and back away from me. This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Ted. I'm sorry.
Sit down. That's it. Sit down. I'm fine. Why? Please stop.
The prison.
You don't have to stop. No. Just stop it.
Shut up, Ted. I should have done this a long time ago.
A B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead. Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.